Joining me on KRDO's Afternoon News line, Eric Keene with Left Hand Brewery, with a great story about a great custom brew with a great opportunity to help some great people. Eric, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
It's a real treat. I've been hearing a lot about you and a lot about this project. Let's talk about you and the Left Hand Brewery first.
Yeah. Where do you want to start?
Well, tell us about the brewery itself, because it's kind of central to this whole effort.
Yeah, so Left Hand is one of Colorado's older craft breweries. We've been around for 26 years and change now. And when our founders started the brewery back in 1993, they set out to, our original mission statement was change the world one pint at a time. And we've been doing our best to live up to that ever since.
And now you have come up with an idea to form a coalition of Colorado breweries. You're all banding together. You're going to brew an ale to raise money for people affected by the pandemic.
Indeed. So what we did was we sat back at our foundation, the Left Hand Brewing Foundation, as the pandemic was just kind of getting rolling back in March. And we started looking at ways that we could help the community. And for us, our community isn't just the people around us who buy our beer, but it's also all the breweries that are in business with us, all of our suppliers. Pretty much everyone involved, from field all the way to putting a beer in a glass. And what we came up with was brewing a beer, but we are purchasing the ingredients for each brewery as a foundation and giving to them for free, so they can brew it without having the costs associated with it. Then once they sell it, we're asking them to kick back 20% to the Colorado Strong Fund. That's a charitable donation for them, so they get to write it off. And ultimately, we are going to be able to take that money and turn it into some good in the community, donate it back to the people who need it most.
Wow, a huge social impact. Lots of forward thinking happening here. Let's talk about the brew itself. You're calling it, what are you calling it?
It's Colorado Strong Pale Ale. So think classic, easy drinking American pale ale, essentially really core to the craft beer scene, and yeah, we're just stoked about it. The recipe itself was a collaboration between Mark Bowman, who's our treasurer for our foundation, and then also an award-winning home brewer here in Colorado, and Root Shoot Malting, Colorado Malt Company and Colorado Hop Company, obviously a Colorado hop company, got together, created a recipe that really works for everyone and should be awesome and drinkable for any consumer out there.
And, you know, as we are traveling around and we're sampling this Colorado Strong Pale Ale from different of the breweries, there are 125 of them involved. Is that right?
Yeah, and ticking up a little bit every day.
Oh, that's wonderful news.
And 28 now, yeah.
So some of these breweries have said they may put their own little tweak into the recipe here and there. So, you know, to me, that's an intriguing kind of thing. I may wonder, you know, you could do a brewery crawl, probably in your car, but, you know, because 125 breweries spread around the state. It would be fun to tour them all and have a little taste of the beer, of the brew at each of them while you're helping out this great cause, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, I'll do you one better than just fun. We actually have a challenge out there, a little bit under the radar, but if somebody shoots us a picture of them purchasing Colorado Strong at every participating brewery, we will have them out to Left Hand and brew a beer with them on our pilot system.
Oh, man, that sounds like a very fun challenge. And so I'm hoping people will take advantage of that. All righty. Do you have a list of the breweries that are online that are participating, and what's the website?
Yeah, so the best place to find that is www.coloradostrongbeer.org, or you can find it through the Left Hand Brewing Company, our foundation pages, or on the Colorado Brewers Guild website as well. And yeah, it lists all the breweries that are participating, where they are, when their beer will be available, what formats, and then always worth checking your local liquor store, grocery store, and as they start to reopen, local bars too. We're starting to see some interest in picking it up across the industry, so keep on the lookout.
All right. And over what period of time for this challenge?
So believe it or not, I actually have a Colorado Strong Pale Ale in my hand right now, and it is delicious. So available now in select locations, and as breweries start to get their beers out of the tank and into kegs and into cans, it'll become more and more widely available, and we expect to be able to see it around the state, certainly for the early part of the summer. And I mean, the faster it sells out, the better, but we think there's a lot out there and that it should be around for a good chunk of the summer.
Okay, so the challenge itself to get photographs of yourself off to Eric and crew drinking the pale ale at every of the participating breweries with that great perk at the end. Wow, how fun. That's going to last until it's sold out. So get busy, everybody.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. Just get busy. So visit coloradostrongbeer.org and get more information. Eric, a real treat to have you on today. I'm looking forward to having you back. Let's do a follow-up in a few weeks from now.
That sounds fantastic. Thanks so much for the time, and go Colorado.